Oakland fast food and hospitality workers say the city passed laws which were designed to protect them during the pandemic, but the city is failing to enforce its own laws. After being laid off in April due to the coronavirus pandemic, Edith Diaz, who worked as a housekeeping supervisor at Holiday Inn and Suites, watched her colleagues return to work, but not her.
The ones that were kept, my manager said, were the ones that were not causing problems going to the city.
Diaz knew her rights and advocated for her colleagues throughout the pandemic.
Later in June, when the emergency paid sick leave law passed, I told a colleague who worked there that she had sick days due to the pandemic because I and others had fought for this law. My employer found out and later called me telling me I should not be talking about what was and was not in that workplace because I did not work there anymore. And he did not
in July,
me
Oakland
in July.
Passed a right to recall ordinance intended to protect event and hospitality workers who were laid off during the coronavirus pandemic. The policy requires employers to offer eligible laid-off workers any positions that become available. Los Angeles adopted a similar law in May 2020. These laws were enacted in the wake of complaints from laid-off hospitality workers across the state who reported their employers had either refused to rehire them or would only agree to rehire them at a lower wage. In Diaz's case, she discovered that the hotel had replaced her with a new hire in clear defiance of Oakland's right to recall ordinance, so she filed a complaint with the city's Department of Workplace and Employment Standards.
They told me that I will have to wait up to years because there is not enough personnel to see all the cases coming in. Workers are protected on paper, but the city currently needs to actually enforce this law.
According to fast food workers, another city ordinance enacted to protect workers, their families, and the broader public appears to be ineffective due to poor enforcement. Carla Valenzuela works at the McDonald's on East 12th Street in Oakland. She said during the pandemic, her employer repeatedly violated the city's emergency paid sick leave ordinance.
Last year, many workers at my store were exposed to COVID and had to quarantine. At that time, managers weren't paying all the workers like they were supposed to under Oakland's emergency paid sick leave law, which was passed in June of 2020.
During the pandemic, Valenzuela and other McDonald's workers filed numerous health complaints and went on strike because their employers did not provide adequate safety equipment, enforce social distancing, or allow those with coronavirus symptoms to take paid sick leave. While some workers did manage to be paid for their sick days, Valenzuela says many others did not. She says workers are afraid to ask for paid sick time because they could have their hours cut in retaliation. Advocates argue that employers cannot be trusted to comply with the law unless there are real consequences when they don't. Miranda Dietz is a research and policy associate at the UC Berkeley Labor Center.
Oakland has passed the laws. It's set up the Department of Workplace Employment and Standards. And now the city needs to fully fund and staff up the department to carry out the work of doing investigations, responding to complaints, and making and enforcing plans for employers to come into compliance.
In Oakland, I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.